A very good morning to you. It is the 2nd of April in the year 2020. This is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we look at the Word of God in the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, chapter 6 and verse 13, the Lord says, "A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out." I want to encourage you today, my dear friend, to keep the fires burning. Keep the fire. How do you keep a fire burning? Well, you've got to stoke it every day. You've got to stoke it with wood and coal. Now, we know that if you've lived in the Northern Hemisphere, in the middle of winter, you don't let the fire go out. Otherwise, you'll freeze to death. If we go to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, the Lord says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." We've got to finish this race, my dear friend. It's not about starting well, it's about finishing the race. And as I sit here in my prayer room early this morning, I'm thinking of the Comrades Marathon. You know, when the race starts, all the families there, all the friends, the trumpets are blowing, people are happy, they're excited, and then the race commences. The most dangerous place, because the place where people often give up is right in the middle of the race, a place they call Harrison's Flats. There's nobody there, it's undulating, it's uninteresting, it's flat, nothing's happening, and that is a place where many runners say, "That's enough, I can't go on any further." The end of the race, of course, when we see the finish line, is very easy to complete because everybody's shouting for you to keep going. But we need to stoke the fire today. Keep stoking the fire. You say, with what, Angus? With God's holy word, with times of prayer, with encouraging one another, with completing the race. As an old farmer, I can tell you many's the time when I've planted a crop of maize, and it started so well, then the rains tapered off. And the temptation is there to hitch up the set of discs on the back of that tractor and disc in the crop because it looks so terrible. But we don't do that. We press on. We tend the crop. We keep it free of weeds. We make sure we fertilize it properly. And as always, God is faithful. The rain comes. And often that crop turns out to be the best crop of maize we've ever planted. The Lord says, keep the fire burning because he is with us and he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Have a wonderful day today as you keep stoking that fire as Jesus commanded us to. God bless you. Until tomorrow, goodbye.